USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Travelers are expressing frustration trying to get tested for COVID before meeting with family for the holidays. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki admitted they are behind on making test kits available.
We've sent 50 million tests out to community health centers. We've opened 20,000 testing sites. We've worked with FEMA. We're opening more testing sites across the country so people will be able to gather with their family members.
Former Minnesota police officer Kim Potter is now behind bars after a jury found her guilty of manslaughter for shooting Dante Wright. Attorney General Keith Ellison says this is as close to justice as Wright's family will get.
Accountability is not justice. Justice is restoration. Justice would be restoring Dante to life and making the Wright family whole again. Justice is beyond the reach that we have.
This is USA Radio News.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Democrats say the new Build Back Better bill will help working families and the economy. But some members of the GOP say the cost is way too much.
President Biden says he's confident his Build Back Better agenda will be signed into law, despite bipartisan opposition to his $2 trillion social spending package. This comes after Congress passed a roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise joins Fox Business and says the president has been spending too much cash.
No bill should be $1 trillion or more. That's one of the reasons that you have this massive crisis of inflation, supply chain, everything down the line.
The president and his Democratic colleagues say the package will help the economic recovery with support for things like child care and green jobs. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
New studies find that belief in Christianity is dropping.
Adults who identify as Christians are down 12% in America. Pastor Robert Jeffress weighs in on Fox News.
Look, I think you can attribute a number of things to causing this, the secularization of our country, the failure of parents to pass on their faith to their children. But I really do think the pandemic has played a role in this. We've been disconnected from one another, other Christians, disconnected from our churches, and that takes a toll on people's spiritual health. You know, Christianity wasn't designed to be practiced in isolation. It's a team sport. Hebrews chapter 10 in the New Testament says we need the encouragement that comes from one another. And so I would encourage Christians right now who may have been disconnected from their church to use Christmas as a time to reconnect with their houses of worship.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Unabomber was out of jail for a short time. Ted Kaczynski has been transferred from a federal supermax prison in Colorado to a federal prison medical facility located in North Carolina. He's now 79 years old. He's been in prison since 1976. He was convicted of sending a series of mail bombs between 1978 and 1995 that killed 3 people and wounded nearly 24. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.